an Account Podcast. My name is Troy Kennedy. Episode number 2201 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic. What should a Christian think of the video game, Luigi's Mansion?
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai.
What should a Christian think of the video game, Luigi's Mansion?
Video games have become a popular form of entertainment in recent years, captivating people of all ages and backgrounds. As Christians, it is crucial to carefully evaluate the content and messages portrayed in these games. One such game that has gained attention is Luigi's Mansion. Developed by Nintendo, this game follows Luigi, the brother of Mario, as he explores a haunted mansion and captures ghosts with his vacuum cleaner. In this podcast, we will delve into the world of Luigi's Mansion and discuss what a Christian should think about it from a biblical perspective.
First and foremost, it is important to acknowledge that video games, including Luigi's Mansion, are a form of escapism. They provide an avenue for individuals to detach from reality and immerse themselves in a different world. As Christians, we should be cautious about the amount of time we invest in these activities and ensure they do not become a stumbling block in our relationship with God. It is crucial to strike a balance between leisure activities and spiritual growth, dedicating adequate time to prayer, studying the Bible, and serving others.
When examining the content of Luigi's Mansion, one cannot ignore the dark and spooky atmosphere present throughout the game. It is essential for Christians to discern whether this aligns with biblical principles. As believers, we are called to be children of the light and to dwell in truth, goodness, and purity. The Bible warns us against engaging in activities that promote darkness, evil, or fear. Therefore, Christians should carefully consider whether these elements of Luigi's Mansion are beneficial to their spiritual well-being.
Furthermore, the capturing of ghosts in the game raises ethical concerns for believers. The Bible makes it clear that the spiritual realm is not to be trifled with, and we are warned against engaging with occult practices. Luigi's Mansion may present a lighthearted and fictional portrayal of ghosts, but Christians should approach it with caution. It is crucial to guard our hearts and minds against any material that could potentially desensitize us to the spiritual realities depicted in Scripture.
One aspect of Luigi's Mansion that may resonate with Christians is the theme of bravery and conquering fear. Throughout the game, Luigi faces his fears and navigates through challenging situations with courage. The Bible encourages believers to be strong and courageous, relying on the Lord for strength and guidance. Christians can draw inspiration from Luigi's determination to overcome obstacles and apply this mindset to their own lives, trusting in God's faithfulness.
Nevertheless, Christians must be aware of the effect excessive video game consumption can have on other aspects of their lives. It is essential to have self-discipline and ensure that these activities do not dominate our time, neglecting responsibilities, relationships, or our relationship with God. Prioritizing our commitment to God and living out the principles of the Bible should always take precedence over any form of entertainment.
In conclusion, the video game, Luigi's Mansion, presents a complex topic for Christians to navigate. While there may be elements of bravery and determination that align with biblical principles, Christians should exercise discernment and caution when engaging with this game. It is crucial to evaluate the influence of video games on our spiritual well-being, guard against the promotion of darkness and fear, and exercise self-discipline to maintain a proper balance. Ultimately, every Christian must prayerfully consider their personal convictions and seek guidance from the Holy Spirit when making decisions regarding their entertainment choices. This is all for today, friends. My name is Troy, and this was episode 2201 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time. Podbot.ai.